Welcome. Today we're taking a slow, practical look at Granada, Spain, a city of Moorish heritage, steep hillside lanes, mountain views, and sociable tapas. The key is not trying to conquer it in a rush, but giving its great sights room to breathe. Start with the Alhambra, Granada's essential landmark. It is a vast palace and fortress complex, shaped by Nasrid architecture, gardens, defensive walls, courtyards, and long views across the city. Even people who arrive with a checklist mentality tend to slow down here. The details reward attention. Carved plasterwork, tile patterns, water moving through courtyards, and carefully framed light. Rather than treating it as one building, think of it as a sequence of spaces with different moods: formal, intimate, defensive, and serene. Plan access in advance when you can, and leave a generous block of time for the visit. A rushed circuit misses the point. Bring water, wear shoes you can comfortably walk in, and allow yourself pauses in the gardens and at the overlooks. After that grandeur, head into the Albaicín. This old hillside neighborhood feels deliberately less orderly. Narrow lanes, whitewashed walls, small squares, abrupt steps, and corners that open suddenly onto a view. Getting a little lost is part of the experience. Mirador de Sant Nicolás is the famous stop, and for good reason. From there, the Alhambra sits across the valley with the Sierra Nevada beyond it on a clear day. Still, do not make the viewpoint the entire mission. The walk toward it carries much of Granada's atmosphere. Take the hills at an unhurried pace. A quiet side street, a shaded bench, or a glimpse of rooftops can be as memorable as the headline panorama. This is a good place to put the phone away for a while and simply notice how the city is layered. For a short stay, make one main half-day or longer visit about the Alhambra and its surroundings. Avoid packing that day with too many other commitments. You will enjoy it more if the evening is left open for a relaxed meal and a wander near your base. Use another stretch of time for the Albaicín, including its viewpoints, then come down toward the center around Granada Cathedral. That gives you a satisfying contrast: the monumental hilltop, the lived-in old quarter, and the busier streets where everyday city life gathers. Keep the plan flexible. Hills, heat, and beautiful distractions all take time. Comfortable footwear matters more here than a perfectly optimized route, and a midday break can turn an overambitious day into a much better one. Granada's tapas culture is best approached as a social rhythm, not a dining challenge. Settle in, order something to drink, share a few dishes if you are traveling with others, or enjoy a simple bar stop on your own. Andalusian flavors, cured ham, vegetables, seafood, and stews all have a place at the table. Spring or autumn are often the most comfortable kinds of seasons for walking, especially on the slopes of the Albaicín. Conditions and crowds can vary, of course, so treat that as a useful preference rather than a guarantee. Summer heat makes thoughtful pacing even more valuable. Granada can be reached by rail or road, and once there, much of the compact center works well on foot. For longer climbs or tired legs, local buses and taxis are sensible tools. There is no prize for walking every hill twice. One small request as you explore: remember that the Albaicín is also a residential neighborhood. Keep voices low in narrow lanes, dress and behave appropriately at religious and heritage sites, do not block busy viewpoints, and carry your litter away. Spend thoughtfully with local businesses when you can. Granada rewards balance. Give the Alhambra your attention, let the Albaicín slow your steps, and make time for tapas without turning the day into a race. Thanks for listening, and wherever you travel next, leave enough space to notice the place around you. Goodbye.